In a year of many surprises, there is yet one more in store for the Postnikoff family of Castlegar. As Amanda and Jake anticipated the arrival of the newest addition to their family, she entered this world earlier than expected on New Year's Day, 2021.
I gave birth on January 1st, 2021 to the West Kootenays' New Year baby. Her name is Poppy Lux Postnikoff. She was born a little bit early. She was born at 36 weeks. I was surprised that she was the first bee in the area, but where I had her in Nelson's, just a small hospital, the nurses had let us know that there was nobody else there. And, you know, unless somebody burst through the door ready to push a baby out, that we would be having the New Year's baby. But I was super surprised that she was the first in the West Kootenays. So I wasn't actually due until January 29th. We were pretty sure she would come a little bit early, and I had actually spent the 10 days prior to her birth in Kelowna. They wanted me there in case she came earlier because she needed to be near a hospital with a higher level of care than Nelson because they don't have a nursery. So my husband, our toddler, and I had spent Christmas and the 10 days prior to her birth in Kelowna in a hotel just in case we had her. And then she didn't come, so we were given the okay to come home on New Year's Eve. And just as we got into Castlegar, my water broke. She was determined to be born at home, which was nice for us.
While they hadn't been able to celebrate Christmas at home, the couple had a small celebration with their kids planned for New Year's Eve.
But my parents, who provide childcare for us, were going to come to our house and just have like a little dinner. And then all of our kids, of course, we hadn't seen them over the Christmas break because we were all gone to Kelowna. We were all supposed to spend Christmas together, but couldn't. So our kids were supposed to be coming back home to us that day as well, but we also didn't get to see them. So yeah, it wasn't until we came back home from the hospital after Poppy's birth that we all got to be together again.
And how did Poppy's siblings react to their new famous baby sister?
They love it. They wouldn't have it any other way, I'm sure. They were actually, we did a gender reveal when we found out she was going to be a girl, and they were so excited. Yeah, we just have a lot of girls in the house, so I think it's just what they're used to.
Amanda said expecting a baby during a pandemic was a different experience compared to her other pregnancies. Amanda took time off work, and the family followed the province's pandemic guidelines throughout the pregnancy.
Yeah, absolutely. It was really different. The fact that we're a blended family, my husband has three children from his first marriage. I have three children from my first marriage. And then we have two girls together. So this was my fifth pregnancy, and it was a very different experience from the rest of them due to the pandemic. Jake, my husband, couldn't come to any of the appointments or the ultrasounds. He basically couldn't be involved with really any of it up until the birth, which I'm super grateful for where I live because we didn't have to wear masks in labor and that type of thing because I know some areas are making that a rule. It definitely changed things a bit in terms of his being able to be involved. So yeah, I'm pretty isolated as it is, but we do have kids that go to school and they're in, you know, dance programs and that type of thing. So we do definitely have a lot of community exposure. But yeah, we haven't been given anything specific in terms of extra precautions to take.
Postnikoff had some advice for family and friends looking to support new parents while maintaining pandemic protocols.
I honestly can't imagine being a first-time mom and kind of going through this through a pandemic, especially when the baby comes. Many people will come and visit, and you know, they might bring meals or gifts or whatever, and it's such a weird time for that. For me, my husband is at home for the next couple of weeks. We have such a busy life with our other kids that I don't really feel that I notice it so much. But I definitely think just maybe keeping in contact over the phone, any way that new moms can, to try and still feel supported, because it can definitely be very isolating.
When they finally got home to Castlegar, Poppy was introduced to her seven older siblings. Her birth story is one that will be remembered for years to come. And her siblings were especially excited to be included in the local media coverage about the New Year baby.
So yeah, they think it's pretty cool. I feel like they'll be telling that story for a while.
As for their 2021 plans, the Postnikoff family is keeping it simple.
We
just recuperating, relaxing at home, and just really excited to watch Poppy grow.